Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, A Hard Rain's Are Gonna Fall.
And it's a hard rain's are gonna fall.
Dylanologists have picked over the bones of its genesis, its meaning, and its lyrical symbolism. What we do know about A Hard Rain's Are Gonna Fall is that it was written in 1962 in a room above the Gaslight Cafe in Greenwich Village on a typewriter belonging to the beat poet and activist later known as Wavy Gravy. It went on to become one of the defining songs of the 1960s, a howl of abhorrence in the face of, well, pretty much everything. War, obviously, but also poverty, ignorance, and want. Bob Dylan wrote Hard Rain in the style of a centuries-old Scottish border ballad called Lord Randall, with its question-and-answer format. Oh, where have you been, Lord Randall, my son? And where have you been, my handsome young man?
Oh, where have you been, Lord Randall, my son? Where have you been, my bonny young man? I've been out hunting, mother.
Dylan's melody in Hard Rain is similar to Lord Randall, as is his use of 3/4 time. But Dylan's song is not a medieval story of love, betrayal and poisoning. His Darling Young One takes up the baton of the beat poets, relating an apocalyptic vision of bleeding hammers and black branches that drip blood. Dylan first sang Hard Rain soon after writing it, downstairs at the Gaslight Cafe. A bootleg recording, which was made official in 2005, shows almost no changes to the lyrics between that performance and the studio recording for his album Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, except that the bootleg recording included the line, "I heard the sound of one person who cried. He was human." The album's sleeve notes say that Hard Rain was written during the Cuban Missile Crisis of October 1962. But in fact, the song had been completed several weeks before the crisis. Dylan later said that the pellets of poison and hard rain in his lyrics were not direct references to nuclear fallout. Instead, the poison pellets were the lies told by newspapers, while the hard rain was a more general foreboding of terrible events. Bad stuff, Dylan was saying, is going to happen.
Where the people are many and their hands are all empty. Where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters. Where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison.
Roll on 9 years, and Dylan was now a shadowy figure who hadn't been seen on stage for 2 years. But then in 1971, at the Concert for Bangladesh in Madison Square Garden in New York, the show's organiser, George Harrison, made a casual announcement from the stage. "Like to bring on a friend of us all, Mr. Bob Dylan." Cue audience eruption. Dylan's first song was apposite, given the cause that the concert was supporting. A brisk, up-tempo Hard Rain, accompanied by his own guitar, a plunking bass, and decorated by Harrison's gentle bottleneck guitar. Dylan was back in the spotlight. There was no clip of the performance available, but here's one from a live Dylan gig played in 1975. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, Dylan's song had taken on a life of its own. Joan Baez recorded the first of several versions of Hard Rain on her 1965 album Farewell Angelina. Here, the acoustic and electric guitar dovetail to form a sweet backdrop for her stunning voice.
I met another man who was wounded in hatred, and it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall.
The pianist and singer Leon Russell recorded the first of several stomping versions of Hard Rain in 1971. And one of the boldest versions came from Brian Ferry, who opened his debut solo album from 1973, called These Foolish Things, with his unique take on Hard Rain. He reinvented it as a spine-tingling three-minute rock song, with staccato piano and violin, backing vocals, sound effects, including thunder and laughter, and dramatic vocal delivery. It's a masterpiece. Dylan himself has continued to sing Hard Rain over the years. These days, he sings it in a full band arrangement in which he ignores the actual tune, as is now his custom. Live footage on YouTube is followed by comments, which generally fall into one of two categories. Dylan is God, or simply, Bob, please stop. So it was perhaps wise of Dylan not to appear in person for last year's Nobel Prize ceremony in Stockholm. Serendipity intervened. Patti Smith had been chosen to perform at the ceremony before Dylan's Literature Prize was announced. When Dylan's prize was revealed, she decided to sing Hard Rain. Her version will bring tears to the driest of eyes, despite, well, actually, because of, her stumbling over the lyrics and apologising. Once she had overcome her nerves, Smith rode the song confidently, her voice crackling with emotion. Tears welled up in the white-tied audience of royals and dignitaries. The orchestra added weight and dignity. Bad stuff, Dylan was telling us, is still happening.
I apologize. Sorry, I'm so nervous. So a newborn babe with wild wolves all around it. Soul a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.